Carlos Nunez was born and raised in Puerto Rico. In the days after Hurricane Maria, he received calls and messages telling him about the devastation of his home island.
I got a call from my mom maybe 2 days later telling me about how uncomfortable and unbearable the smell at the supermarket was that day when they had to spend hours just to get some water, hearing about problems at the hospitals.
He knew he had to take action, so he contacted two of his friends with ties to Puerto Rico, Tani Downing, a Salt Lake City lawyer who served an LDS mission in Puerto Rico, and Dorani Rodriguez, a lawyer who was born and raised there.
So I contacted them and said, have you seen what's occurred? Are we ready to do something? And they were immediately on board, and that was just great news.
The group contacted Jeffrey Mendez, the vice president of sales at Vivint Smart Home. The company decided they could pay to ship goods to Puerto Rico. The group collected donations at Vivint locations across Utah. On Saturday, they filled four 26-foot-long moving trucks with supplies to be shipped to Puerto Rico. Added to the rest of the goods they've collected so far, there's enough to fill seven large shipping containers. Rodriguez says the group has sent the first shipment of goods to Puerto Rico in a private plane. While working with Vivint to organize shipping the rest of the goods they've collected, the initiative has shifted its focus.
Now, we are focused on lighting up the island. The only way to do it is taking generators.
They're still seeking donations to help fund these generators. So far, they've raised about $207,000. Rodriguez says the support they've received moves her to tears.
I just want to say thank you, and I want to say that, you know, we're going to make sure that the people of Puerto Rico receive every single thing that people has given us, and that's our commitment, and we're not going to stop until we do that.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.